What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Before we begin today's episode, I want to tell you about Seed. I've talked about this product before, and it's one I really, really love to shout out from the rooftops. I love this product. From the package design to how great it makes me feel, I'm really into the brand. And everything you think you know about probiotics is probably wrong. A probiotic is your must-have in your supplement rotation. Must have. If you're having gut issues, if you're having brain fog, if your immune system is weak, the answer is a probiotic. And good news, Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic is the real deal. So what's a symbiotic? What's a daily symbiotic, Gabby? It's a broad spectrum 2-in-1 prebiotic and probiotic, a proprietary formulation of 24 distinct probiotic strains, which is really important to have many different strains of probiotic, and proprietary engineered 2-in-1 capsules that protects probiotics through digestion to ensure the delivery to the colon. And all this sounds like mumbo jumbo to you possibly, but it's so important to understand that you want that probiotic to get to your gut because your gut is what fuels your brain, your immune system, and everything that you want to have thriving in your body. It's all about good bacteria and really honoring your GI tract. It's such an important thing that we overlook. And now you're thinking, okay, that's great, but what is this going to do for me, Gabby, right? You're probably thinking that. Well, a lot of things. It supports benefits in and around your gut. Seed will support ease of bloating, support you with your gut barrier, your skin health, your heart health, and micronutrient synthesis. Gut immune function is not boosting the immune system. It is all about supporting the crosstalk between your intestinal cells and your immune cells. Many see improvements within 24 to 48 hours. I know I do. I take my Seed probiotic as a daily habit, and you can start your new healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/deargabby and use code DEARGABBY to redeem 20% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/deargabby and use code DEARGABBY. Gabby. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby, my friend. I have a topic today that's going to be very valuable for you. We're talking about burnout. We're talking about overwhelm, stress, trying to constantly keep up with your to-do list, feeling like a workaholic, feeling like that hamster in a wheel. Does this sound familiar to you? Sometimes we don't burn out necessarily on work. We can burn out on childcare. We can burn out on trying to prove ourselves to the world. We can burn out on just trying to do too much in life. So if this topic resonates with you, you really can't afford to miss this big talk. This episode is going to really help you reorganize the way you perceive your time. My guest today in this big talk on Dear Gabby is Time Genius course creator, my girlfriend, Marie Forleo. And Marie is an old friend of mine. We've been growing up together in many ways. She's a business mentor to me. We sat together on Oprah a decade ago, interviewed by Oprah. We've been through a lot together. She is a very, very valuable resource in this world for entrepreneurs and for people who are really trying to get out of that burnout and grind. And Marie has created a socially conscious digital empire, and I am so pumped to be able to share her expertise with you today. So forgetting Marie's credentials of, you know, 52 million views and the host of her podcast, all of this is big. But what I love most about this conversation is her vulnerability, her humility, her willingness to show you that even with all the success in the world, she's still burnt out. And she's going to give you the methods that she's used to transform burnout in 5 days. In 5 days, totally transform your perception to your time. So welcome to the Time Genius, Marie Forleo. Let's enjoy the show. So we're here with you, my love, Marie Forleo, somebody I have seen it not only as a very close friend, because you're a very close friend, and you're somebody that I love very deeply, and you're my neighbor, and you're my sister, and we've been growing up together for quite some time.
Yeah.
But you're also a major mentor to me when it comes to business and also life in general. But I was joking with you last night when we were on the phone. We were talking about how contractors never really get us to where we want to be. And we were talking about our luxury problems of contractors never doing the best job that we want. I'm sure there are great contractors out there listening to Dear Gabby, so we want to respect you. But I was joking with you about how, well, I got to 85%. And I said, I learned that from you.
Yeah.
And we can start there. What's the 85% rule? I think that's the most valuable tool you've ever taught me.
I was actually, when you were texting me, I'm like, what's Gabby talking about? So I'm curious how you heard my advice to you.
Okay. So here's how I heard your advice. Years ago, when I was still living with unresolved PTSD, totally a workaholic, absolutely burnt out, losing my mind, my gut was a mess, my shoulders were tight. I had one virtual assistant running a massive business. And I was like, Marie, I don't know what to do. And I started hiring people. And I was like, they're not getting it the way I want it. Or it's not the way it should be. Or I feel like I have to do everything.
Yeah.
You said you've got to just continue to build your team. You've got to outsource. And you have to be comfortable with 85%. Because you're never going to get what you think you're going to do. And that is a really important, valuable lesson that's not just for work relationships, but contractors or even your partner. Maybe you have a partner who's doing the dishes at 85%, but they're not there at 100. So be happy with your 85%. And that really struck home for me. And I pretty much quote you all the time. Did I take that the right way?
Yeah. And because when we have these expectations that other people are going to do things the way that we think they should be done, especially in business, right? They're their own unique individuals and they're bringing their gifts. And the whole reason that they're there is because they have something unique to contribute, but right. It's not the way that you're going to do it.
Right.
And to make yourself feel just so frustrated and overwhelmed and, oh, I really have to do everything myself because they're not doing it right. There's no joy in that and there's no way to grow.
Right.
And so being satisfied with 85% doesn't mean that you don't give people feedback and that there's not opportunity for growth. But as a business owner, it can help you relax a bit.
Yeah.
And it can help you learn how to let other people contribute and for you to also take a new perspective to see what are the things where they're probably giving 120%. There are certain people on my team who do things, so many things that I would never be able to do. I probably couldn't even give them 85% on their jobs.
Yeah.
So it's just a great mentality, especially for those of us who tend to overwork,
yeah.
Which I think on the Dear Gabby show, you have a lot of ambitious creatives.
We have a lot of ambitious creatives. And we also have people that they may not be overworking necessarily with their career, but they might be overworking with their personal growth.
Yep.
Or they might be hustling with 5 children, and that can really feel like overworking for sure.
Absolutely.
And
trying to be super mom.
Super mom, or mom that's working, or dad that's working. It's just there's so much happening in all of our lives.
That's right.
Or people starting up their own businesses or changing careers, whatever that might be. There's a lot of burnout. And I worry about the burnout. I am very familiar with the burnout. It actually feels very far away right now. It's like a part of me that has gone to sleep and relaxed, and she's on a beach in Hawaii drinking a pina colada without any alcohol in it.
Yes.
And she's on the most beautiful meditative retreat. She's doing well. She's great. But for many years, she ran the show.
Yep.
I know that you're not unfamiliar with that as well.
Oh, not unfamiliar at all. There's a saying, sometimes in order to wake up, you need a wake-up call.
Yep.
And for me, I've visited this topic several times in my life, in my career. And over the past few years, there was one that really gave me a wake-up call, but it didn't start with a slam. So I remember one day walking downstairs in the middle of the afternoon, and I saw something and it caught my eye, and it took everything in me to resist it. It was my couch. I wanted to lie down so bad because I was so exhausted, but then I heard the voice in my head saying, "You can't take a break. There's no breaks for you. You've got another interview coming up in 2 hours. You got to go to the store and get groceries for dinner. Kuma needs his medication and he needs to be taken to the vet today. You've got those design approvals, about 100 emails, 12 texts. And oh yeah, you promised you'd call your parents. So no, there's no 5-minute break for you." And then I remember not giving myself permission to put my head down, even for a few minutes, because you know what that would mean? That would mean I was lazy. I was not ambitious enough, that I didn't have what it takes to be as successful and as accomplished as what I hope to be. And so what did I do? I pushed myself to keep going. I grabbed another cup of coffee. I love coffee. Marched back upstairs and kept on working, because pushing and pushing myself and punishing myself, even if that's not what I realized I was doing, some part of me believed that must be the key to success, because I've been doing it my whole life and look how far it's gotten me. And I'm sure, like many of your listeners, everything, at least this was my belief, in my world is riding on my shoulders. And if I stop or slow down even for a minute, all of the success that I work so hard for is going to fall apart. And now I wish I could tell you that this incident of looking at my couch and pushing myself to keep going was an isolated incident, but it wasn't. And it was getting to the point where, and Gabby, this was really scary for me. I started waking up, and one of the first thoughts in my head when I opened my eyes was some version of, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
I want to run away from my life.
Yep.
I want to just disappear and not exist.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like I wasn't doing all the things, right? So I have ADHD. So meditation, journaling, working out, eating right, sleeping enough, all those things that are usually lifesavers for me, they weren't working. And so I started to feel this level of anxiety and depression. And then I started to feel so much shame around that.
Right.
And so all the pushing and pushing and punishing and punishing, it definitely created results. Just not all of them were what I was aiming for.
I hope you're loving this episode. One of the things that happened when I got into the studio with Marie is she looked at me and she goes, "Whoa, Gabby, your skin looks amazing." And she said, "What are you doing differently?" And I said to her, "Listen, I've got a secret." And it's actually not such a secret, because it's one of the sponsors of today's show. It's the Live Conscious Beyond Collagen. It's a game changer for my skin, for my nails, my hair, the whole shebang. And she was like, "Tell me more, sister, tell me more." So here's what I shared with her. Self-love is not just a feeling, it's an action. And that's why Live Conscious creates supplements that you can easily add to your daily routine, so you can just show yourself that love every single day. Coupling clinical science with ancient wisdom, they're on a mission to help people feel more connected to themselves, one another, and the earth. Live Conscious proudly partners with Eden Reforestation Projects to plant one tree for every purchase. And with your help, they're on track to plant 1 million trees by the end of the year. And the thing is that a lot of people don't know that collagen is something that is so important. They think, "Oh, it's in my face cream." You know, that's actually not going to be enough. The collagen molecules are too large to penetrate the first few dermal layers of your skin. However, you can have smooth, glowing skin without expensive creams or procedures. By supplementing it in your diet, you can replenish your lost collagen, benefiting not only how you look and feel, but also how you move, because it supports your joints too. The good news is retaining your youthful allure is actually easier than you think. You can just drink one scoop with your coffee in the morning. That's right. With one scoop of Beyond Collagen, you're not only absorbing 5 different types of collagen with 20 amino acids, but it's supercharged with vitamin C, which helps your body produce more collagen, and biotin for enhanced hair and nail growth. For a limited time, get your next purchase of Beyond Collagen with an exclusive 15% off for Dear Gabby listeners only. Simply go to weliveconscious.com/Gabby or use promo code Gabby anywhere on the site. Again, that's weliveconscious.com/Gabby for an extra 15% off. That's on top of their standard savings, valid for Beyond Collagen, as well as their entire lineup of 23 unique offerings designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit.
So I started to have all these weird pains in my body. A doctor
told laughing because you're just telling my own story. Yes. Like, I'm very familiar with everything you're talking about.
And a doctor told me, Marie, your adrenals are shot. And basically looked at my labs and said, it was a miracle that you're able to even get up every day.
Wow.
And then we
found out this?
This was just a few years ago. Great. This was 2020.
I'm not saying great, but I'm just acknowledging that. Keep going. I want to acknowledge that, though.
Yes. It was not that long ago at all. And so then I got some more checkups. We found all these tumors inside of me, including one the size of a grapefruit growing outside of my uterus, pushing all of my other organs out of place. And I had to have an urgent hysterectomy to make the pain stop. So I believe what most people don't realize is that your innermost thoughts and beliefs about time and productivity, your innermost narrative about time has the power to create one of two vastly different worlds and one of two vastly different lives. And one is this toxic treadmill of never-ending stress and pressure and overwork and burnout and obligation, where you feel like no matter how many hours you put in or how hard you work, it is never enough. And so that was the world, I think, that not only I was trapped in, but I think it's the program that so many of us are conditioned into, and we don't even realize there's an another option. And
particularly in the U.S.
Yes, particularly the U.S.
Not necessarily other European countries, but here in particular.
Yeah, but you know, I just came back from London, actually, and I was sharing a little bit of this and having conversations with my publisher over there and different people that I know. And we've, this is not a good thing, I think, exported some of this mentality.
Definitely.
Or it's just
definitely
rising
England.
Up. Yes. Yeah. You know, one of our closest friends and allies. So one thing I do want to say, though, for anyone listening, is that if you struggle with burnout or overwhelm or overwork or just this feeling like you can't ever stop and you feel guilty when you do, that it's not your fault. You're not broken and you're certainly not weak. You've just inherited this very broken and dysfunctional philosophy around time. I think modern culture is really set up to create these cycles of fractured thinking and nonstop distractions and interruptions. And it leads to a ton of chaos in our brains, which creates disease in our bodies.
Totally.
And it leads to despair in our hearts.
It's going to create all that inflammation.
Yep.
You're in a chronic state of stress and hypervigilance. And we were talking before about how I now have a retainer because of the TMJ. I've been living with TMJ for decades. And that's where my stress response still lives, even though I've done so much work to unravel and unwind. We have these sort of silent stress responses. Even though I don't feel anxious, I have it in my jaw. So we can use these devices like my mouth guard and we can do these different things. But we also have to address the mental conditioning that leads to those feelings of absolute physical pain.
Yeah.
Burnout.
Yeah. You don't want to be here. You're like, I can't do it. I cannot do it anymore.
Yeah.
And for me, someone who's spent the last 20 plus years of my life, like really building up my business and my career, again, there was all this shame around what's wrong with me. And one of the things I want to mention too, what I've discovered, and we'll talk about where it went, but I was like, okay, I don't think it's me that's broken. It's like, there's this paradigm that I've totally bought into that I didn't realize that there was this whole other option, an option that I call, it's another world, not the world of what I call time stress, which is just what I was describing, but really this whole new paradigm, this whole universe of being a time genius where things are more spacious, where you're actually kind to yourself, where you know there's always enough time for what's most important. And you have certain practices and certain things that you do both internally and externally that help you cultivate this feeling on a consistent basis, because the external world is always going to do its best to inject time stress. And so, you know, you were just saying with your TMJ and with your device, with your jaw, for my experiences, you don't just handle burnout and overwork like it's not a one-time thing. It's continuous practice of continuing to melt any of the stress that you continue to hold in your body. And also for me, staying vigilant of flirting with going back to that world and go, nope,
yes.
I'm going to stay in my
yes.
time genius zone, and catching myself when I start to get near the edge of going, oh, that's an old pattern. Let me back this thing up.
Okay, I love all of this. And I also like that you've got this course, Time Genius, and this is what we're going to touch into some of the topics of that.
Yeah.
But before we do that, I want to just acknowledge what you just said, because it's this worldly, practical organization and respect for your time, but also the internal work, because you could do all the organizing, but if you don't address the belief systems that keep you stuck in the overworking, burning out mentality,
yes.
then it's going to never really work.
Yes. Let's hang out there for a minute. So there's one stat that I actually want to share with you and with your audience that I found shocking, but it really brought things home to me, just in terms of understanding and being real about the environment that we're living in and understanding that it's a real challenge. Did you know that the average American will now spend the equivalent of 44 years of their life staring at screens?
Really scary.
44 years. So between cell phones, laptop, desktops, gaming devices, Kindles, televisions, 44 years. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't think the purpose of a human life is to spend 44 years of it staring at the screen. I don't think it's the purpose of your human life or any of our listeners. Mm-hmm. I believe every single one of us was created for more. In fact, I know that. And the first and most important step that I found to becoming a time genius was actually recognizing that it's an inside out job.
Yep.
So many people will tell you, right, if you look to the work of productivity or you look to the work of time management, if you want to get more done in less time and with less stress, it's about finding the right app or hiring the right team or learning how to delegate better or using the right calendar system or planner or Pomodoro technique. Now, there's nothing wrong with any of those external tools. But I will tell you this, after healing myself and now guiding thousands of other people to do it, step number one is recognizing really that it's an inside out job. So what does that mean? We have to start becoming conscious of our unconscious programming around time. Hmm. We have to start to manage our inner world of thoughts, beliefs, feelings, and emotions around time in a completely different way. So what we say to ourselves in the privacy of our own mind matters.
Okay.
We're either always continuing to program ourselves further into time stress, which is not where we want to be, or we're consciously and intentionally reprogramming ourselves to live as a time genius.
Now for a quick ad break. I'm sure everyone here has already heard of the luxury car Lexus. Lexus has been around forever. It's a gorgeous brand, and it's a car that has been a big favorite of mine for decades. The Lexus RX is the best-selling luxury crossover of all time and the best-selling luxury vehicle every single year since it was first introduced. But Lexus has never mistaken being ahead with being at the finish line, so they've reimagined every aspect of the RX. The thoroughly redesigned 2023 RX features heart-pounding design, intelligent technology, and courageous performance. Model year 2023 RX has a ton of new features that allow you and your car to work together. Like, it includes the first 500 HF sport performance hybrid that ups the ante on RX performance. So if you're out there thinking, okay, I think it's time for a new car, I'm ready to just go there, have a beautiful experience driving, and you've been looking for that idea of what to do next, this is your moment. This is your sign from the universe. This is your sign from the universe that the Lexus RX is something you got to go check out. There's a lot of safety in this car as well. There's intelligent assistant integration that enables you to control every single feature with your voice. And we need that now because we don't want to be texting and driving, and we don't want to be looking up a phone number. And sometimes my greatest ideas also come through when I'm driving, so I'm able to respond to texts and give notes to myself or my team while I'm driving. And something that is really majorly important when I have my family in the car, especially when driving around New York City, is the pre-collision system that can slow the car when it detects a pedestrian in its path. This is an amazing added safety feature, and obviously it's very helpful in a city. The highly intuitive Lexus interface with the all-new cloud-based navigation can provide up-to-date navigation that you really need these days. We just are so reliant on the car to get us there. So just like the RX, its drivers are people who don't rest on their laurels and are always striving to up their game. The Lexus RX is the perfect vehicle for people who want to venture beyond the expected route and never lose their edge. Never lose your edge with the all-new Lexus RX. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Let me tell you how I figured this one out. Josh every day when I'm done with work, Josh is my partner of like 20 years. He would ask me like, hey, babe, how's it going? Like, how was work today? How you feeling? How's it going? And I would always answer with some form of this.
Oh,
Joshy, I'm so overwhelmed right now. I have so much on my plate. We got this Marie TV shoot coming up. I've got to hire these new programmers. We've got all this content to create on deadline. If I could just make it through the next few months, then I'll finally be able to breathe. Have you ever said that?
Not in a long time.
Good. I'm so proud of you. So
me too.
That was the thing that I used to say.
Was the thing
yes.
I said for many years. Yes.
So here's the thing. That was a lie that I told myself and believed, because without even recognizing it, my internal and my external self-talk was constantly drenched in overwhelm, overwhelm, until one day I had this wild epiphany, this awakening in my kitchen. So it was one of those out-of-body experiences where I finally witnessed myself talking about how overwhelmed I was. Mm. And I finally saw, Gabby, how repetitive and ridiculous this pattern had
yeah.
become. It was like, oh my goodness, Marie Forleo, what the heck are you saying to yourself? This has been the same sad, I'm so overwhelmed song for years.
Right.
Are you tired of this? Is getting a little old? Are you ready for a new possibility? And I kid you not, Gabs, in the flash, there was this mantra that appeared in my mind. I didn't try and think of it. I didn't create it. I feel like it was like a gift from the divine
totally.
Or my higher self. Here is the mantra. I don't do overwhelm.
There you go.
I don't do overwhelm.
That sounds committed.
The moment I recognized that and I really comprehended it, I felt my shoulders relax.
Mm.
I felt this huge weight lifted off of me and I saw this kind of portal open up. I was like, oh my goodness, could that be my life? And Gabby, I'm not kidding you. From that moment on, I kept repeating that simple phrase, I don't do overwhelm, I don't do overwhelm, I don't do overwhelm. Like, I don't touch this stuff. And after a few months of doing this, intentionally and really watching and observing myself and bringing awareness to it, overwhelm started to become foreign to me.
Yeah.
It was like somebody asked me like, Marie, go murder your neighbor. I would be like, what?
Yeah. Exactly.
What are you talking? Like, that's not something
yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
But here's what's even more fascinating about the phrase, I don't do overwhelm. So it leverages this extremely powerful linguistic tool that hardly anybody knows about.
Right.
It's based on research done by Dr. Vanessa Patrick, and she found that basically using the little phrase, I don't or I don't do blank, helps people be way more successful when they're resisting temptation. So according to the research, let's say that you're trying to up-level your behavior and you just want to not go near certain foods because they're not good for you, right? So if you frame a refusal as I don't, for instance, eat chocolate cake, it is 3 times more effective than saying no to chocolate cake. And it's up to 8 times more effective than saying I can't
totally.
Eat chocolate
yeah,
cake. So
totally.
Why is that?
Yeah.
So when we human beings say I don't, instantly we feel strong.
Yeah.
We feel clear. We're
totally.
At choice, right?
Totally.
We're expressing our identity.
Not lack of I can't.
Correct. The moment we say I can't, like some part of us, even if subconsciously, starts to feel restricted, like we
yeah.
make ourselves feel weak or like a victim or like we're being controlled by some external authority or circumstance. I shared this with a friend of mine and she said to me, this is fascinating, Marie, but my toxic time stress self-talk isn't about overwhelm. You know what it is? Guilt. She said, I'm always feeling so guilty that I should be spending more time with my kid.
Mm.
Even though in reality, I spend a ton of time with her, but this guilt thing, it's making me exhausted. It's making me just miserable. And I said, okay, great. So your experiment is going to be, I don't do guilt.
Yeah.
Try that on for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Let me know how it goes. Gabby, it completely changed her life.
I can testify to this. Hey, listen, 17 years ago, this week, literally, I decided that I don't drink or use drugs. It wasn't I can't. It was I don't. I choose not to. I've had enough. That's literally, I've had enough.
Yeah.
And even to this day, my husband like, no, she's had enough.
Yes.
And 17 years of sobriety, because of that empowered way of communicating that I don't do that rather than I can't do that. And I think that's excellent. I'm curious
yeah.
about the part of you that was so in that story of Because here you are, you have so much success, so much financial success, so much celebrity in the world, so many people that absolutely swear by Marie Forleo. Mm-hmm. She's changed my life. She's saved my business. She's saved my life, whatever the storyline is.
Yeah.
A beautiful partner, your doggy, everything, great friends. You probably 5 years ago could have just said, I retire. Not that you emotionally, you never, because you love your work, but let's just say financially, you could have retired 10 years ago. Okay. But I'm wondering, what was the part of you that staying in that hamster wheel saying to you?
I think, first of all, I think part of it was an addiction.
Okay.
I think part of it was also patterning. Not having come from a lot of money and having to climb out of debt and wanting so badly to make my dreams come true, I put my head down and I got to work. And I started working when I was 9 years old, and I've basically never stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And when I had the hysterectomy, Gabby, I kid you not, that was the first time in my entire life, I think it was either a 6 or an 8 week recovery,
right,
where I wasn't allowed to work out. And that's usually one of the things that I do to kind of just even move energy and to feel grounded and to feel clear and to keep the channels open. And so being forced, I'm using bunny ears here because of the surgery, to just sit and be, it really had this beautiful effect of giving me an opportunity to see the patterns that were running me and to see how much fear and how much I was trying to hold on to and keep doing what I'd always done, not realizing that I was overdoing, if that makes any kind of sense.
And so can I ask the question to that fearful part? So what was that fear saying? Because it's the fear saying, like, if I don't work, I will be, or I am.
I will lose everything I've created.
Yeah, yeah.
That somehow everything I've worked so hard for, and because I'm just a person that has for years been like, okay, I've got all these livelihoods that I'm taking care of through the business.
Yeah.
My family, all the kind of
your
situation.
Your team, you're this, yeah, whatever it is.
Where it is connected or has been connected to my ability to provide.
Okay.
And so there was a fear in there around, if I stop or slow down, I'm going to let all these people down. Everything I've created is going to fall apart. Whether or not these are rational or not, that's what was happening underneath.
Well,
there.
You know, they're rational and they're real to your nervous system, because little Marie at 9 who went to work, because was it just lack in the, like, a lack of financial?
Yeah, and it was also, it was that, and it was also this want and need for freedom and independence.
Okay.
So it was like both, I want this thing. Well, we, you know, that's not possible. There's not money for that. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go make the money for that.
That's right. That's right. Or, that's so cool. But I also want to acknowledge that you and I have very similar histories as it relates to finances at home. So growing up with a very financially insecure household led me to a very similar energy of, I'm going to make it happen. I have to hustle and work. I got to keep it going. I got to take care of everybody. I'm da 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 da. So that, I think, is really resonant for a lot of people listening. So if there's people out there that are burning out with work, there's definitely those parts of us that from way back when that are terrified of being in that lack ever again.
That's right.
It's complete terror. The trauma of lack, right? Because it's very insecure. And that's something that, yes, it's a pattern adjustment. Mm-hmm. But it's also, let's just give a moment to honor those little children in us that are like, I don't know how to stay safe. Like, I don't have enough to feel safe.
That's right. And for me, creating that sense of safety and stability, for me, stability was huge, and security, because I didn't necessarily find that always externally. I was like, I am going to create that for myself. So when I really slowed down, I was like, whoa, seeing all the things that were running me. And then also really getting interested. My whole career I've been interested in, because I am a passionate person and I love what I do and I love people and I love creating and I love connecting. And so I had had a lot of history in terms of studying the neuroscience, the behavioral science, understanding how our brains work and our bodies work, and usually in service of how can I get the most done in the least amount of time. But now looking through all the science, and when I went through my own health scare and really sitting and taking a look at this deep stuff, I was like, I wonder if I'm alone in this. And so, Gabby, what I did is I created this email and I sent it out to my audience. And I was basically like, hey, I have all these questions about how you feel about your time and about productivity. Gabs, we had over 7,000 people respond in under 3 days.
Beautiful.
That wrote the most incredible things. They all sounded just like us.
Yeah.
And so I knew that I was onto something. And I was like, I know I can help. So that's when I just started putting together. I was like, there's a completely new way. Really, I think that we need to operate in this world because so many people are in burnout. So many people are wanting to just stop, or they can't do it, or they're getting sick, or there's all of these different manifestations of the type of pushing and punishing that we were describing. And it doesn't have to be that way.
I actually just interviewed a young woman recently and her career is kind of budding. And I was just sitting with her and I'm like freaking out and uncomfortable, but it's not because there's anything wrong with this young woman. It's just, she's reflecting back to me where I was and that workaholism, that if I'm not hugely successful, I'm not good enough.
Yep.
If I'm not keeping it going, it won't happen. What's the next shiny object? And it was frankly just triggering for me to witness, because even though I've very much so transcended that way of being.
Yep.
Completely. It's still PTSD.
Yeah, that came from somewhere. That's your history. So
it's a part of me that may be relaxed now, but it's still something that I have experienced.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I really want to acknowledge those folks out there, that were 7,000 people and everybody listening, that, yeah, raising their hand. I get it. I've got burnout. I got to keep working. If I'm not doing it, I'm not good enough, or nobody else will. Or if I'm not seen, who am I? This is all, I believe, really based on those core needs as children. We want to be seen, soothed, secure, and safe. And if we don't have one of those four S's, or all of them really consistent, then we're going to try really hard in the world to be seen, to be soothed, to be secure, and to be safe. And of course, big time, social media, work, relationships, money.
Those are the big areas. Those are the huge areas. And so on my journey with this, it has been remarkable. Like I was telling you, I just came back from a trip from Europe, and folks that I had met there the first time when we launched Everything is Figure Outable back in 2019, they're like, oh my God, Marie, you look different.
You look so
relaxed.
You do.
Yeah. And I had friends, I was like, I'm looking at myself every day. So I don't feel like I look any different. But friends and people that I really trust are like, no, your energy is different. I was on a radio show over there, and the host, who I adore, is a guy named Chris Evans, who has The Breakfast Show. And I won't do the accent, but he was basically telling me, he's like, my energy is so different.
Yeah.
He's like, I loved you before and I love you even more
that,
now.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to talk about this so much because I was in so much pain and I had so much shame around it. And I feel like where we are in the world with social and with audiences, and millions of people look up to you, Gabby. And I know that we have our audience of folks that look up to me. And I'm like, I want to talk about this, because if there's people that are out there that are raising their hand right now going, yeah, I wake up in the morning and I'm like, I can't do this anymore. Like something's going to break. I am breaking. I wanted to let people know that there's this other possibility of being a time genius. We've taken like thousands of people through this. And to watch people, Gabby, you know, I've taught folks how to start businesses. I've taught folks how to make more money. Like all those things are amazing and I'm super proud of it. But to have people say, you helped save my life. And in 5 days, my husband said, I got my wife back.
Mm.
Or someone going to the doctor who was going to a stress doctor, who she was following the program that they were giving her, nothing worked. And she followed what we taught her and her stress went down 40% in 5 days. And seeing people find their joy back and being kinder to themselves and going, oh my goodness, I am tripling my productivity, but I'm actually sleeping well and I'm waking up and I feel good about myself. It makes me emotional because I know how painful it was to me and no one could help me but me. So be able to share this with other people who I'm like, hey, if you've got any of the... I call it like the disease, that
it is a disease
that I had. Let me
it's
tell
an addiction.
You. Yes.
And addiction
there's another
is disease.
Way to be. Yes. Yeah.
And I see you very emotional and I see you tearing up, because it's not only these people that you've served, but you served yourself.
Yes.
And I actually remember when I heard from you and you're like, I've got this, got to go into the hospital.
Yes.
I wasn't even slightly worried for you, because everything looked good and there was a path forward. But this might come across weird, but I was like, wow, this could be a really big shift. And I always say this, my favorite quote, the wound is the place where the light enters you.
Yes.
And so if you've got these cracking open, these moments of cracking open, look what's possible. You really have changed so much.
It's so exciting too. And it's these tools that we have at our fingertips, all the technology that we have to reach each other and to teach each other and to connect and to learn. It's like, they're amazing. I'm so grateful that I was born at this time. It's awesome. And at the same time, it can be really destructive.
Really destructive.
If we're not aware and if we don't have people talking about stuff like this, you don't feel alone.
Yeah.
So you don't feel like you're doing it wrong. So you don't feel like you have to try and be everywhere all the time, 24/7, 365, and you're failing at it. And even if you're achieving some modicum of success, that it's just never enough. And it was like, whoa, it was a really big shift for me. And I want people to know that it's possible for them.
Now for a quick word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. On our episode, we're talking a lot about burnout. And one of the ways that burnout can be addressed with a lot of support, a lot of love, and clear direction is through therapy. BetterHelp Online Therapy is the sponsor today that couldn't be more appropriate for this show. I'm constantly asking you guys to do deeper work to create a support system where you feel held, where you feel led in your journey to personal development. And that's where BetterHelp comes in. A therapist, as you've heard me say over and over again, can help you become a better problem solver, can help you relax your nervous system, can help you with whatever burnout is taking you down at this time. And therapy's been a game changer for me, and you hear me talk about it every single time I have a show. My once a week hour-long therapy session is a non-negotiable in my life. And if you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, it's entirely online. BetterHelp is an online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat therapy sessions. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to, which has really been helpful for me because sometimes it can feel too vulnerable to see somebody. So just being on the phone can be really, really cool. And BetterHelp Online Therapy is also more affordable than in-person therapy, allowing you to take care of yourself and get the help that you need without breaking the bank. With BetterHelp Therapy, you can achieve more affordable therapy with professional, licensed, and vetted therapists who you can trust. When you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/deargabby today and get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/deargabby. I hope you're loving this episode with my brilliant time genius, Marie Forleo. Oh my Lord, she is rocking it with us here today. And if this episode is resonating with you and you too feel that you could benefit from embracing a new paradigm in the way that you perceive your energy and your time and the way that you show up for yourself and your well-being, head over to deargabby.com/Marie. Here's the thing, you know, we're all drowning and overwhelmed in many different ways in whatever way that comes up for us. Stress, stress of the world, financial stressors. And the habits that we instill in our life are going to change the way we direct our life. So living the freedom-rich life that you want requires that you think and plan and behave differently. Time Genius is a live virtual experience that will catapult your joy, your focus, and accomplishment fast. Here's what Time Genius students have said. When I take a break, I take a real break. No guilt, no worrying. That's a big one. Another person said that my days are simple and peaceful now. And I have the financial freedom to enjoy my life, and my nervous system is relaxed. I mean, come on now with these testimonials. So if you want to learn more, head over to deargabby.com/Marie. That's deargabby.com/Marie. Don't wait. The doors close on October 13th. Completely transform your relationship to time and your experience of burnout. Head over to deargabby.com/Marie. I want to come back to the 85% now, because if you have that 85% mentality for others, you can have it for yourself. It's okay. Maybe I don't have to stay up until 10 o'clock at night. Maybe I can just get this to the place that feels good today.
Yeah. Right? No, 100%. I think one of the things for me too is as I'm like the original multi-passionate entrepreneur, what's also been really fun for me is just going into this stage and season of my life where I'm like, okay, what do I want to work on now? What's my primary project? And going, I'm an entrepreneur and I'm super creative. I'm always going to have a gajillion ideas. Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful piece of me. And now I'm just going to continue practicing, like putting some of my ideas aside, really honoring my calendar and really relishing in the white space to leave myself even more than I think I need. Because as we were talking about with contractors and renovation and like all the fun stuff of life and some of the not so fun stuff of life, we need those margins.
Yeah.
We need those margins more than we realize. And when you are wired for high achievement, whatever that looks like for you, business, personal life, spiritual, all of the above for many of us, it's like we've got to really recognize that we don't have to subscribe to hustle culture. We don't have to push and punish ourselves. And there's this whole other possibility where we can be even more joyful, even more creative, even more contributive, and actually enjoy our life along the way.
And I want to talk about how you do that in Time Genius.
Yeah.
But before that, I have one last really important question.
Yeah.
Many of my listeners, many of your listeners, maybe even more yours than mine because they're entrepreneurs, a lot of them, have a belief around being seen, right?
Yeah.
So there's this hustle to like get there, be seen. We've addressed this already. What's your number one piece of advice for that listener who's like, I got to get those likes. I got to get that client. Just hustling for the outside achievement.
For the outside acknowledgement and that outside seeing. I think the thing that's helped me the most with that, because as just to be absolutely real, you know this about me, we've talked about this privately. I am not the best. Like I'm not on social media all the time. Like you were taking a video before. I'm like, okay, great. I'll take a video because it's like you inspire me. One of the things I would say, especially to entrepreneurial type people, whether you have a side hustle, you've got this thing. One of the things that's awesome is I would say, don't necessarily follow the likes, follow the money. Likes don't pay the bills.
Love that.
And so we had a guest on our show, Morgan Harper Nichols. She has, it's probably well over this number now. I haven't checked, but 2 million followers. And she's Marie. Instagram likes don't pay the bills.
That's right.
What's the business about? And one of the things I always like to share with business owners is email is still one of the best ways to make money. Text messages, all these other channels. And you can use social to grow your audience and to grow your business, but you don't necessarily have to always be the face of it. Mm. And you don't have to be the one that's sitting there on the phone. And I tell people, we've had a show for over a decade on YouTube. I'm not the one putting the videos up.
Yeah,
right. You can hire someone to help you do that. So if you are someone like me who tends to find social to be a little bit of a danger zone where you can go down these comparison sinkholes, where you can feel completely inadequate, where you just get on there and it's just, whoa, like for a gajillion reasons, you wind up walking away feeling not so good about yourself. It is not the only game out there when it comes to being successful in business.
Totally. And I think that there's just a lot of toxicity around the likes for children, for everything. I mean, it's a disaster. But like anything, if you use it wisely, it can be really beneficial.
Absolutely.
For you. I mean, I've seen in my OKRs for my company, objectives and key results, like the only thing that's been needing to be up-leveled is more social, because social is where so many people are finding our resources.
Yep.
And for me, that's an effortless action because I enjoy it. But I've always said from the very beginning of my career, when I used to speak on entrepreneurial panels, if it's not an effortless action, if it's not something that you would do by choice, either hire somebody to do or just don't do it at all.
Yes.
Right? So just, it's got to be in the flow. It's got to be something that's super joyful for you. You can't force yourself to do any of it because it won't work and it'll be a waste of your time.
No, it'll be super frustrating. Yeah. And again, you'll just continue down that kind of rabbit hole of feeling really inadequate, and you don't need to feel that.
And it's very, it all comes back to the conversation that you're having inside Time Genius, because the same thing that's pushing someone to need those likes is the same thing that's pushing somebody to burn out.
That's right.
Because the need to be seen, the need to earn, the need to feel good enough, the need to have that next accomplishment. And so what would be your sort of overview of what someone can expect from this course? And I'll then tell everybody where they can find it.
Oh, yeah. So the coolest thing, when I was creating this, I was like, okay, so I know there's literally millions of people out there that feel like I do, and we're already overwhelmed, right? We've already got too much on our plate. So how can I construct an experience that's A, joyful, B, fast, and C, really transformative and science-based? So Time Genius is literally this online experience. It's over in 5 days, less than 2 hours a day. You get lifetime access to the content. If you want to coach with me and I can answer your questions, we have all that available, but you don't have to do it. We've had people go through the program and they're like, great. There's 5 key components, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Gabby, the fastest, most transformative thing that I have ever created in my life. We have, I think, over 1,200 pages of stories of people.
Mm-hmm.
My team, we're just like, oh my God, we had no idea how quickly people's lives could change. And again, so much of this is based, you'll hear
is
not
this
only-
another book?
I think it will be.
I think it should be.
It feels like it needs to be, but yeah. The way that I always do things as a creator, like I love having people and working with them and seeing, okay, great. Is there any places where folks get stuck? Is there any places that people need more explanation or, yeah. You know, further examples? And with this one, people are like, oh my gosh, I love it. Can we do it? Yes, we can do it again. Let's do it again. Because it's the kind of experience where you don't, it's not a rigid system. As a multi-passionate entrepreneur and as a person who has folks who are at the beginning of their career, some are not entrepreneurs. They work with teams. Other people are entrepreneurs. Some people have kids. Some people don't. It is a very flexible system. And yeah. For someone like me and many of, I'm sure, people listening who rail against a lot of rigidity, a lot of structure, right? If you fail when you're like, okay, it must be this way every day.
Oh, I'd be out.
You'd be out. It's not like that at all. We introduce you to the most cutting edge understandings around how your brain is going to thrive, how your body is going to thrive. We help people understand how they create best, how to create an ecosystem around you that helps you get your best work done and it feels joyful. And so essentially you learn all of these different possibilities. And at the end, you only pick one or two strategies to use. Only one or two. You can always go back to your grab bag if you want to. But what that does is it makes it really easy for people to win fast. And then all of a sudden, they're out of the overwhelm. They have a completely new understanding of how time works and how they interact with time. And then all of a sudden, they're off to the races. I'm like, hands free. They're good.
I love it because it's that interruption of the addictive behavior. It's the pattern interrupt, then it's putting something better in its place.
Completely.
Live
and
it
happens from the inside out. So all of the steps, we go internal first to really transform the mindset and to understand there's always time for what's most important. We transform beliefs. We do all that deep work. Then we start to look to the external strategies that each individual needs to get their best work done. So if procrastination is your thing, we handle that.
Yep.
If it's feeling like you have too many priorities and you don't know what to focus on, we teach you how to decide exactly what's most important at this stage and season of your life. We show you how to language things around boundaries so that if one of your things is people pleasing and everybody always asks you for something, you can never say no. We help you with that. But it all comes from this very loving and honoring and respectful place of yourself first. And then people wind up, they're like, oh my goodness. One woman said, I used to be zombie mom. Like her kids would come into her office and say, mommy, will you just come and watch me get dressed? You can bring your laptop. Or mommy, will you come with me to the park? You can bring your work with you. It's okay.
No.
And now she's like going on walks with her kids in the middle of the day, guilt-free. I've gotten more done in less time. She signed a new lease on she owns a bookstore in Alaska, tripled the size of her business. And her husband is like, this is the person that I first fell in love with.
Beautiful.
And again, 5 days.
Do less and attract more.
Yes. Come on, Gabby. This has been the song you've been singing for so long. Good.
So to learn more about Time Genius, go to deargabby.com/Marie. All the details are going to be there. I am actually ready to rumble. Actually, now that I know that it's 5 days, Marie, I'm like, I could do it on Monday. I'm ready to go.
It's so easy. It's
I'm ready
so
to go.
Fast.
And I need it. And I definitely am ready to have that structural stuff because I definitely feel like I've addressed the nervous system. Now the structural stuff is ready for that.
And it's really fun. And I dip back into it. And again, it's not about doing everything perfectly, right? It's going, what's going to serve me best at this stage and season of my life based on what my primary project is right now? And that primary project will shift for all of us. But you have all the support you need to go in and stay in that time genius zone.
Love it. Love you. Everybody go to deargabby.com/Marie. Get all the details. I love you, Marie. Thank you.
I
for
love
being
you
here.
Too.
So
thank
beautiful.
You so much.
I
it's
can't wait
honor.
To read the book, Time
yeah,
Genius.
Me too.
Thank you, babes.
If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week. Gabby.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.